Hello, and welcome back to the next episode of Main Character with me, your host, Andrea Marie Tita. I am super excited to talk about this topic tonight because it's honestly been weighing on me for the last couple of days, and that is embracing where you are right now. And this is really hard, right? It sounds easy, but it's one of those things that we are constantly in this push and pull in between of thinking about the present, but thinking about the past and thinking about the future and things that we want. And I feel like it's just something that I've felt this week. And I honestly brought it up in therapy. I was like, I just feel very like lost in the in-between. You're happy, you're grateful for where you are, you're content, but you're also wanting to do other things, wishing other things were in motion quicker than we have no timeline of when God or the universe or whatever you believe in brings you those blessings, but we tend to want to rush it. Like we tend to be impatient. And honestly, I was just like, I'm feeling confused. I'm feeling lost. I'm feeling like I don't know exactly what the next step is or even what that means. And she put it in a really great way, I think. And it was just like, but how exciting is that? How amazing is that, that there's so much ahead for you and you don't know what it is and the unknown and the exciting possibilities and the opportunities that could come your way. And just that minor mindset shift, I was like, wow, that's so true, because I'm spending all this time worrying about, will X, Y, and Z play out, or will I meet someone, or where am I supposed to be in a few months from now? And it's like, breathe, calm down, and it's all going to work out. And I know that that sounds pretty cliche, but I think there's a lot packed in there. So I think like taking a step back and just embracing each moment of every day and thinking to yourself, how can I bring myself joy today? What does that look like? What do I need to feel good? Because while you're waiting for all these things and you want certain things, like you want your business to reach X point, or you want to be some, you know, maybe you want to move, or maybe you want to be in a relationship, or maybe you want to leave a relationship, or maybe you want to go back to school and you don't know exactly what you want to do. Like while we're having all of those moments where we're just in that waiting, like life is still happening. So I think there's something really important to that. Like making sure you're still enjoying the ride right now. So you're still pouring into things that you love. You're still giving yourself each and every day an opportunity to have the best day, to have the best experience. And this came out of me, honestly, not having the best attitude the beginning of the week, kind of just thinking, I'm confused. That's it. Like, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. And when I changed my mindset and I shifted that perspective and I was like, okay, no, like how can I wake up today and make this a really exciting day and make this fun? And what do I want? And, you know, even if it was like a walk, and even if it was, I started taking boxing again. So I had a boxing lesson last night and I was not shocked, but you wouldn't believe how, like I dare you to say that if you do something outside of your comfort zone or challenging yourself or something that you miss and that you used to love doing, I would dare you to say at the end of that, you weren't like, I'm so glad I did that, or like, I feel better. Because last night, and shout out to Julian, I have a great trainer with great energy, great vibes. And yeah, I messed up a ton, but like we laughed our way through it. And I just had the best time, and it just changed my trajectory, like of my day. And I was like, doing things like that for yourself that you know you'll appreciate, maybe during it, it's like challenging, but doing things like that, that you know will make you feel better in the long run. And like, it's all of those things where 1% better every day. And I'm trying to be better at that and just remembering how important it is to focus on what's in our control, because we can think about all these things that are outside of our control, but there's so much in our control. There's so much that we can control. We can be in a good mood. We can wake up and say, I'm so glad I have a roof over my head. I have a job. I have a body that's able to exercise, move. I have family and friends that love me. I have a great relationship with myself. And like, I give myself these things that I know will make me feel better. So remembering that there is so much in our control in the now and not losing sight of that.
This podcast episode is sponsored by Day Out. Day Out is the best snack on the go. I love all of their flavors. It is the perfect bite-size protein ball snack that you can pop in if you're on your way to the gym, if you're on the way to pick the kids up, if you're on the way on a road trip. Day Out is always there for you. My favorite flavor is their brownie batter and their original flavor, which is dark chocolate peanut. Day Out is giving all listeners a percentage off your first order using the code MAINCHARACTER.
That was really huge for me this week to just shift that perspective, to kind of get out of my own way. Cause I honestly was going back into patterns where I used to be. And it's scary because you don't realize when you're getting back into that pattern of like not feeling your best. And I was like, okay, what do I need? Because I know this doesn't feel good. So what do I need? And it's interesting because I think I knew last week because I do therapy like as needed. So I thought to message my therapist last week. So it's just interesting. Like, I feel like I intuitively knew I was starting to get back into those patterns of like letting myself be in a bad mood. And I'm not saying we can't ever be in a bad mood or like things will frustrate us, but I think being self-aware and being able to notice it and being able to correct it as soon as you can. So again, it could be so small. And I know I've said this probably on every episode, but I really think like going to get your favorite drink, going to get a coffee, calling up your best friend. Like, I called up my best friend and I was like, can I just hear your voice for a few minutes? Like, you just always make me feel better. And it's like those things combined help you, you know, and it just helps you feel better and it helps you show up better for people. And like getting back into smiling at people, starting conversations, all of those things that it is important to me. I do want to show up as my best self. So maybe for you, it's you relax when you get a pedicure or you read your favorite book, like whatever it is, just embrace right now and the fact that you have this opportunity to do something that you love, even if it's for 10 minutes, even if it's for 15 minutes. And it's once you shift that mindset and you start pouring into things that you love, it is exciting because then you're like, I know that there's so much good here. There's beauty in every single day. And it's so exciting to not know what's ahead of you, you know, like not knowing what's the next thing. I was thinking that today, I'm like, that's really cool. You know, like that's really exciting that a year from now, who knows? And it's up to me to keep putting those little things in place every single day to get me better, to get me to be the best version of myself that I can possibly be. And so I have the best attitude possible. So embrace the now. I know that it's easier the way that I'm just saying it, but it really is such a gift. And like, even tonight I went for a walk and it's beautiful in Nashville tonight. It's like 80 degrees today. And I was like, even just feeling like the beautiful fresh air on your skin and like the sun is still out. It's like those things I know bring me joy. So I shouldn't be depriving myself of those things on days that I don't get out to get a walk or, you know, I don't go and get my favorite cup of coffee or whatever that I know will be a pick me up. So embracing the now, and in saying embrace the now and embracing the present, I think it's also okay. Not even okay. It's encouraged to continue having those big dreams, because I think when you are embracing the right now and where you are and that this moment is a gift, like you're still giving yourself that opportunity to dream big. And you're almost fostering this like healthy environment for you to dream the biggest possible dream you could have. And it's exciting, even once you shift your mindset and you start remembering like what your goals are and what you would want to be doing if you could do anything every single day, you know, for the next X amount of years. I think it's important to let yourself have that boredom, so to speak, in those moments. Because even today I was like, okay, I'm just like not going to turn music on. I'm just going to kind of think, let it flow. And when I was doing like a meditation, I didn't even put anything on because usually I do like a guided one. And I was like, let me just like think about things. And I don't think to do that all the time, but I think there's something to be said for that. And I think it was, I don't know if it was a quote on Instagram or something, but we forget, like, let yourself be bored too, because then you can be present with your thoughts too and be thinking about what's important to you and what you're excited to work towards and what you're passionate about. So like give yourself the opportunity to have those thoughts, because it's so easy for us to be distracted now. You can put on music, like I said, you can put on a TV show, you can put on a podcast, you can put on literally anything, YouTube video. So it's important to still remember it's good to reflect and think about what you want and be within yourself to think about what's important to you and what you want to work towards and what your passion is. So in saying embrace the right now, I also think there's something to be said to sit with those thoughts, even if you, like I said, you might have a tough day, but just reflecting on like, why did I feel this way in that interaction? Or like, how could I have shown up better? Is that something that I think I'm going to do tonight, because I'm not proud of every way I showed up this week. And I know things frustrated me. And it's like, unless I sit there and think about it and think about why and what I can do next time, I'm just going to continue those patterns. So embrace where you are right now. Give yourself the love and the opportunities that you deserve, and having a good attitude and having that positive energy and giving yourself opportunity, like I said, to think about what you want and what's important to you. And I think that will bring you a lot of ideas and exciting things that you can work towards. And you literally never know. Like, you never know where this road is going to lead, where this life will take you. And I don't know. It's really exciting to me right now. I mean, I'm sure next Monday I'll have another thought on it, but it's exciting. And I hope that you remember that even on the hard days. And with all that being said, I am sending you again all the love and light in the world. And I hope you have an amazing weekend, and I'll talk to you next time.